Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at one of the nation's top community colleges, Northeast. And we tee off this week's show, and yes, there is some pun intended, with the sport of golf. And that's because the sport of golf is coming back to Northeast. And joining us is the new head coach of our men's golf program, Derek Devon. And first of all, congrats on the appointment and welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you, sir. I am tickled to death to be here. I'm glad to get the golf program back.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on the show and so honored to have you as our golf coach. Has it sunk in yet?
Not really. Basically, I'm behind the eight ball, you know, as that slogan goes. But we're getting a late start. November the 1st, of course, it's going to be signing day. And so I don't have long to get some of the top kids committed. A lot of your great kids are already maybe either committed or on the verge of committing. And so it's really a stressful time for me right now.
Well, there's no question about that. Totally understandable. And there's a reason. I mean, obviously you have a special connection to Northeast. You're a proud alum. But especially with the golf program, you're a former standout on the golf team back in 2007 and 2008, part of that national tournament team under then-head coach and former Northeast Tiger All-American Craig Lauderdale. You remember those days finally, don't you?
I do. Those were some great days. I qualified to go to the national tournament, got to go to New York both years, got to see the Niagara Falls. You know, that's some beautiful country up there, and that was just a great test. It was more or less of a if in golf terms, it was more or less set up like a U.S. Open. So it was very hard test for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, just wonderful. We're so proud to have you leading the golf program. And I tell you what, you are running a little behind. You've got National Signing Day on November 1st, but what a sales pitch that you have, Derek. I mean, you want to play collegiate golf? You want to attend one of the premier community colleges, not just in Mississippi, not just in the Southeast, but the entire nation. You got a couple cards to play.
Right. Of course, in our area, we've got some great collegiate golfers in our area. And, of course, you know, we are Northeast, so, you know, we're at the top far as, you know, digital, you know, top 10 in the nation on that. So, you know, we've got some good sales pitches to pitch for them. We've got about eight, I think, courses right now set up that we can go practice on, play on. It's a great opportunity for the kids to see other courses maybe they hadn't played or, you know, get to practice those at all times, and it won't cost them nothing, you know. So it's great to have all those good courses around us to get this going.
Well, I know. We can't wait to get some of these recruits on campus. And now, besides being the head golf coach, you're a industrial maintenance technology instructor here at Northeast. And you talk about an extremely popular program. I know we've got a bunch of them, but that definitely falls into that category.
Yes, sir. It's very competitive now to try and to get in. We required this year to take a test, and you have to make silver on the test to actually get in the program. We're running at right now about 110 students, and we're proud of our program. It's like I said, it's very competitive. But the main thing is getting these kids. We've got 110 people to make them for employees.
So many terrific career and tech programs here at Northeast, including industrial maintenance technology. And why not? I mean, these students are clamoring for these spots because, I mean, depending on their knowledge, they can make anywhere right after graduation $45,000 to $70,000. And we've got some recent Northeast grads that are now making six figures.
Right, we do. You can make what you want to make. It's up to you to retain the knowledge. It's up to you to, if you want to, for instance, one of our classes are PLCs, all right? PLC is what you're doing, your programming, like lights, your programming machines to do things. So PLCs, if a PLC programmer, he's going to make six figures. Those are hard to come by. Everybody wants those, but everybody can't have a PLC programmer. Yes, we've got one kid that graduated a year or so ago. He's at Toyota now, and, yes, he's making over six figures.
Crazy. That is something. So I know we're not saying you can't go to a four-year degree, but right now there's 44,000 jobs in Mississippi alone that need more than a high school education, but you don't need a four-year degree. And so that's where Northeast Community College got to give us a chance.
Right. We're looking for those students that maybe are more hands-on. All of our classes, or you'll take so many hours a week in the classroom, but you have so many hours hands-on in the lab. So we teach hands-on. There's no way to learn PLCs and learn how to line up motors and making those without doing hands-on stuff. The more you these kids see it, their eyes just glow up, knowing that, hey, I did that. And that's just an accomplishment that we like to see for these newcomer kids, to seeing that they can do this too. It's just that you've got to put forth the effort to learn it.
Well, can't thank you enough for your time. Keep up the wonderful work, not only in the classroom, but all the best with this new venture as the new golf coach here at Northeast. Eric, thanks again.
Thank you.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Up next, Chris Dunn. He's the director of the Northeast Mississippi Community College's Campus Country. He's got his first event of the year coming up this Thursday night. First of all, Chris, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thanks so much for having me again. I've really enjoyed the last episodes that we've done together.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. And, of course, with the first show coming up of the fall semester this Thursday night, entitled Stars, 7 o'clock at the Seth Pounds Auditorium. Doors open at 6:15. I'm sure the juices are flowing now that we're getting close to showtime for you.
Oh, yeah. We're really, really excited for this one. We've been in Seth Pounds the last couple days, putting on the last few finishing touches, working on our sound, working on our lights. We've got a really strong first show for everybody this time around.
Yeah, can't wait to see it on Thursday night. 25 songs. What else can we expect this Thursday night?
One of the cool things is we've got a lot of new singers in the group. We've got 15 members overall. 9 of them are brand new to the group. And we have 3 male vocalists for the first time, I think, since Campus Country's had 3 vocalists, maybe back in the mid-2000s. Tayton Smith, Colby Crenshaw, and Easton Isbell. So we're actually closing a song that they're singing. It's one of our more rocking tunes called Hot Blood. It's always such a blast to play every day.
Oh, no question about that. And let's talk about that roster of yours. You've got 15 this year, 14 of the 15 outside of folks from North Pontotoc High School. I mean, the rest of them, New Albany, Boonville, Walnut, Corinth, New Site, Baldwin, Alcorn Central, Biggersville, Belmont. I mean, they're all around our 5-county district.
Yeah, a lot of in-district talent this year. And one thing I've picked up on by talking to a lot of these students is some of the first time they're getting exposed to Campus Country, at least in recent years, is through the Northeast Now program that happens every September and October, where we bring high school students in from different high schools in the district, and they're seeing our show and they're seeing all our lights and they're seeing, hey, it's not just traditional country music, you know, we're branching out, playing modern stuff, playing some pop, playing some rock. It's fun music that we're doing, and that gets them excited about auditioning. So I think that program, the Northeast Now program, has really affected the members that we're getting, and I find that I'm getting higher quality auditions, actually.
That's awesome. And that Northeast Now, it'll be here before we know it. It's a really a big, really nice recruiting tool for us here at the college. You talked about lights earlier. Going to be a little different look this year.
Yes, absolutely. Over the summer, Seth Pounds had some work done. We had some electricians come in. They worked with our theater director, Christopher Shager, sort of redid some of the power, so they had to take down all of our LED lights to be able to safely do that. So me and my current light guy, and actually one of my former students from a couple years ago, that's Garrett Thorne, current light guy, Nathan Smith, who was here a few years ago, we actually got together on a Saturday a couple weekends ago, spent like 7-8 hours in there. I mean, it was a lot of work, but we got all the lights rigged back up. We think hopefully in a better way. It's going to be a different look, so I can definitely guarantee that this show will look completely different than how it looked last year.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Once again, it's this Thursday night, 7 o'clock at Seth Pounds Auditorium, free for Northeast employees and students. Still only $5 for general admission for the public. How are you going to beat that?
You can. It's been the same price since 1983, I believe. Been the same price since before I was born, actually.
How about that? Before you go, I, of course, iPads, we're at the cutting edge, not only here in the state, but all over the country when it comes to technology in the classroom here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. And iPads is also playing a big role when it comes to campus country.
Yeah, for sure. And my band and singers are loving it. The biggest difference what we've been doing this year is I've been having all the group get Dropbox on their iPads or on their iPhones. So each week when we decide what songs we're starting the next week, I'll upload the charts, the lyrics, and the tracks to a Dropbox folder each Friday. And what I've sensed in rehearsal is that is allowing our members to come in better prepared, because they've had access to everything we're going to be working on over the weekend. So I know I've heard from both my keyboard and my bass player that they love having the charts so far in advance, because before they'd be able to listen to the songs, you know, just over the weekend on their own, but they wouldn't actually see the chord progressions in front of their face until Monday when they got there. So that's improved our preparation. We've also been using a really cool chart management app called Fourscore. Mm-hmm. It was originally made for classical or jazz musicians to keep track of their sheet music. What we're using it for is our Nashville number charts that we use. So basically, I can upload Dropbox all of our charts and put it in the correct order for the musicians. They just have to download it into their app. And from there, they can't lose charts, so that problem's eliminated. It has a built-in metronome, so that's really helping my drummer out. And it's just really easy. You just literally tap the screen, turn the page, tap the screen, turn the page. So within the app, my drummer can pull it up, and I'm going to kind of demonstrate here.
There you go.
So the first song of the set, he's got it pulled up on his screen, and simply by double tapping, it'll actually play the metronome so he knows the speed to count off the band.
About that.
Yeah, and then when he turns the page, he just has to double tap the next chart, and it's got the right tempo pulled up for him. So it's really helping to improve the flow of our show, because that's one thing we kind of shoot for, is to just hit them song after song, back to back to back. We don't really want a lot of dead time while we're performing. So this has made it a ton easier. We just, in fact, last week ran the full show in set list order for the first time, and it went way smoother than it's ever gone for a first time before. So I think having this, having everybody have access to iPads, has really improved our rehearsal flow. It's made a big difference, and we're kind of all believers now in the whole iPad initiative.
Absolutely. That's just wonderful. We're seeing that in so many different phases, so many different parts of the college, including campus country. Dress rehearsal tomorrow at 2:10 at Seth Pounds Auditorium. That is also open to the public.
That is open to the public, and it's actually free. So if you happen to be busy on Thursday night, can't make it, have another obligation, we'd love to have you come out tomorrow, Wednesday at 2:10. It'll be the full show. You'll still get to see all the lights. You just won't actually have to pay anything. And I'll actually still have a program for you, so it'll seem like you went to the show for real.
And I tell you what, that program cover, that was legit. Raleigh did a wonderful job in our public information department with that. Of course, you stay busy doing shows all around the area. I know you did the block party downtown Boonville a couple weeks ago. How can folks stay up to date with Campus Country so they can kind of, whether it's a show on campus or if you're performing elsewhere?
The easiest way is through our Facebook page. If you pull up your Facebook app on your phone, your iPad, or computer, and search for NEMCC Campus Country, you'll find us. I'll be the first result, and you can add us. I always make it a point to post photos and pictures with upcoming dates, so you'll always know when we're playing if you follow our page and keep an eye on it.
All the best. Keep up the great work, and good luck tomorrow with the dress rehearsal, and of course I know you'll break a leg there Thursday night.
Oh yeah, thanks a lot, Will.
A couple quick hitters before we wrap up this week's show. First, our Precision Manufacturing Department just received a $10,000 grant from Gene Haas Foundation. If you're a NASCAR fan, yes, that's the same Gene Haas that owns the Stewart Haas Racing with legendary driver Tony Stewart. The grant will allow students in that department to receive a set of precision tools of their own and will not cost them anything. Northeast just received a $300,000 grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission to improve Wi-Fi and access points on campus. It will also allow us to put more charging stations around campus for our students to use. Recruiting just returned from the Alcorn County Career Fair at the Crossroads Arena in Corinth, and we had access to hundreds of potential students at that fair. Today, homecoming queen elections continuing after it started yesterday. Also, Good Shepherds, a group of dedicated animal lovers that provide care to abandoned animals in Northeast Mississippi, will meet in Anderson at 12:05 today. Honors Institute induction with the signing of the Honors Code tonight at 5 o'clock. I'm looking forward to speaking at that event. SGA game night in the office with traditional board games, Yahtzee, and other contests to help the students on campus stay active. That fun starts at 7 tonight. Tomorrow, Student Success Center ribbon cutting at 11:30. Tours of the facility will last throughout the afternoon, so if you can't watch the Facebook Live of the broadcast or attend the ribbon cutting in person, stop by for a tour. On Thursday, Campus Country's first showtime of the year, 7 o'clock, Seth Pounds Auditorium. Admission is free for Northeast employees and students with a current ID, just $5 for the general public. After picking up its first win last week against Cahoma, Northeast travels to Holmes in Goodman to try to get win number 2 against the Bulldogs. Kickoff 6:30 Thursday night. It can be seen, as always, on NEMCCTV.com. On Friday, Northeast baseball team travels to Austin-Peay State University for a pair of games up in Clarksville, Tennessee. First pitch 2:30 Saturday. Boonville City Park will be a bevy of action as the Northeast softball team hosts its annual David Carnell Fall Memorial Classic. On tap for the all-day event includes 8 college teams ranging from Blue Mountain College, MUW, Perennial Power Freed Hardeman, and a handful of teams from Alabama and Tennessee, along with 13 travel ball teams loaded with prospective athletes. Admission just $5 for all day. Game start at 8 a.m. and the last game taking the field 12 hours later. Sunday, Softball Academy from 2 to 4 p.m. And then on Monday, we welcome students from all across Prentice County for the annual Prentice County College and Career Expo in the Claude Wright Room of the Haney Union. And then 1 week from today, Gideon's will be on campus starting the day inside the buildings. SGA returns with their weekly activities, this time with a movie night on the lawn around the fountain. If weather impedes the outdoor event, it will move inside the union. And with that, we wrap up this week's show. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for everything that he does to get us on the air each week. So for Derek Devon, Chris Dunn, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.